As the U.S. sizes up possible allies within Afghanistan, the Bush administration is also trying to gain as many as possible throughout the region. NPR's Steve Inskeep has been following diplomatic and military preparations.
President Bush declared 10 days ago that every nation faced a stark choice. Either you're with us, the president said, or you're with the terrorists. In the Middle East, however, the U.S. has been giving its allies more flexibility. Several governments are fighting their own Islamic movements, and many don't want to aid the U.S. too publicly. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke to reporters today.
The cooperation we are getting from countries in and out of that region is breathtaking. It is so broad and so deep, I admit varied and different from country to country. Some public, a great deal not public, for very understandable reasons in my view.
Today, Saudi Arabia's defense minister suggested just how varied his country's cooperation might be. Though U.S. forces occupy several bases there, the Saudi minister told a government-owned newspaper, "We will not accept in our country even a single soldier who will attack Muslims or Arabs." Despite such statements to the Saudi people, U.S. officials continue to insist that the Saudis are cooperating fully. And today, the Saudi ambassador to the United States offered a different message to Americans. Prince Bandar bin Sultan bin Abdulaziz spoke to ABC.
People are trying to find an argument, and we don't have an argument. Everybody is busy between the two countries to go after the bad guys. We should not change the atmosphere that we are arguing between us.
Asked directly if his nation's bases could be used to launch a strike on Afghanistan, the Saudi ambassador said, "We will cross that bridge when we get to it." That statement may describe a large part of the U.S. strategy as it seeks allies for its war on terrorism. U.S. officials have said they expect to rely on shifting coalitions. Some countries may join parts of the anti-terror campaign but drop out of others. Up to now, the U.S. has held off on a major military strike, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld suggests that the U.S. is asking allies mainly for information about Osama bin Laden, his al-Qaeda network, and other groups.
The cumulative evidence that is coming in, the pieces of intelligence, are inevitably going to provide the kinds of information we're going to need to disintegrate these terrorist networks, to liquidate them.
U.S. officials insist they are ready to launch a military strike as soon as they know it'll make a difference. But they also know an attack could lead to protests in the Middle East. For now, during this period of relative calm, the U.S. is welcoming help from throughout the Islamic world. The U.S. has been receiving promises of information even from countries like Sudan, which are on the State Department list of nations that sponsor terrorism. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.